The first holiday school closed was Thanksgiving. And I started thinking about it as I heard my friends started talking about it. Oh my gosh, I can't wait till I get home. My grandma makes the best sweet potato pie. And I was like, oh, I know, me too. Let me tell you what, my grandma makes the best coconut pie. And I'm so excited.
Did you know your grandma?
No.
That was the fabrication of the happy family.
I had to go along with what everybody else was saying. And so everybody started packing. What are you taking home? I pulled my suitcase out and started putting things in that suitcase. And they started borrowing each other's clothes so it would appear that they had new things when they went home. So I was switching and borrowing clothes and got down to the last day. They said, well, the dorms are closing today, so you need to make sure. And I was thinking, it was me and one other person. And her ride finally came. And they said, well, girl, do you think she's coming? I said, you know, is that a red car coming? I said, I'm right behind you, girl. Go ahead. And she left, and I hugged her. Oh, I can't wait to see you. Take lots of pictures. And I said, okay. And she left, and I locked the door, and I turned the lights off.
And you pretended not to be there.
I said, it's Steve. Yep.
So for the whole Thursday and Friday of Thanksgiving, that whole...
The entire 2 weeks.
The whole 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Before everyone left, I knew I started planning to stay. And ROTC came in handy because we took some combat classes and noise and light discipline and how to be quiet and how to store food. And so I bought a flashlight and batteries. I bought bottles of water. That's how I lived. And I sat on the floor, I read, and I danced, and I prayed, and I wrote in a journal, and I cracked jokes and played cards with myself. And I became an avid chess player because I played myself and won every single time.
So people come back from the Thanksgiving break.
When I started hearing people in the hall, of course, I turned the light on. I had everything prepped. I had my suitcase open, stuff all over the floor.
So and did you pretend like you had just gotten
Yes, back. I had a really nice outfit on and shoes and, you know, was kind of waiting around. And my journal, I wished that I was in another family. I wished I was someone else. I have names of my friends that I wish I was her, and I wish I had her family. But my life is wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Three wonderful children. And it's amazing a lot of the people that I wished in my journal, a lot of them didn't achieve half as much.
Yeah, they probably never left that little town in Virginia.
Never left. They were comfortable, and they never left. If my wish had come true.
You'd be still in Virginia. We wouldn't know each other.
Lifetime friends, other than, what is it? Where were you 20 years ago when I needed somewhere to go for Christmas?
Curly, I wish I had known. You could have come.